counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, here we go again. Another countdown. Another week. It is just flying by this year, in fact, in terms of music, in terms of everything. My life flashed before my eyes. It's September. I can't believe it.
The older you get, the faster it goes. It's science.
It's not
magic.
It's magic. It's not science, but a little from column A, a little from column B.
You're basically in the middle of your midlife crisis right now.
I'm not having a crisis. It's just gone by really fast. Don't scare me like that.
I thought you were going to tell me that you weren't at your midlife, and then I was going to say, ooh, that's not what the fortune teller told me.
That's not what we'll talk more about this off air. It is the Earshot 20, about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It is a pretty cool website. Brian is going to let you know what you find if you go there, because there's so much more than the charts.
There is. It is Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning from earshot-online.com. Don't put any exclamation marks in the web search, in your web address, because you can't do that. It's just earshot-online.com.
You could, but it wouldn't come up.
It won't work.
Yeah.
It's the National Campus and Community Radio Report, and it is from the National Campus and Community Radio Association. They have so many big projects and services produced by staff, volunteers all over Canada, and this is just one of many, but for our purposes, it's the most important because it helps us produce this program by producing and publishing the National Top 50, the 50 most played releases all across Canada on over 30 different campus and community radio stations. This week, 32 stations submitting their top 30. That becomes the national top 50. So you can go and check out that, as well as genre-specific charts for electronic hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. They're on a national top 10 and a regional top 5 as well. So go check all those out. There's also monthly and yearly charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. And again, that is available, as always, for free at earshot-online.com. And the charts published most recently that we're counting down the top 25 are for the week ending Tuesday, September 19th, 2017, on episode number 249.
That's wild.
We have sparklers, but not the fireworks yet.
Yeah, the fireworks are for a few weeks down the road. It's actually, I don't want to build it up because I really don't know what I'm going to be able to deliver for 250, but it's going to be a little ways away. We'll have some filler in there because I'm going to be away. So we're going to have some weeks off.
And yeah, it'll be a little bi-weekly basically for the next couple of weeks. But as always, if you're subscribed to our podcast, it'll come at you automatically. Otherwise, check out all of our partners and, you know, they'll be airing an episode, either a new one or who knows what. It's up to them.
Yeah, it is. But you can keep up with all the information about this program a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, happy to do that for you. We'll play something from your latest release. And we'll give you an interview. And we'll also be posting on Facebook what the upcoming shows are going to look like over the next couple of weeks. But getting excited for 250, that is quite a milestone. That's a lot of shows.
It is.
That's a
500 hours. Actually, not 500 hours, because for some reason, the very first episode that we did, which is kind of like a test of the concept essentially, was an hour and a half. So
what?
Yeah, our first episode is an hour and a half instead of 2 hours. I don't know what I think that we counted down the top 15. I don't know. Maybe we even called the show. We should just go. Maybe I should go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
To see what it was all
the show,
about.
The show will come back at some point as the Earshot 10 instead.
Had
of
some movie announcements for some reason, which we immediately stopped doing.
Yeah. Let's save this because we do have a best of show coming up. So
yeah.
I think we can do a look back as well at some of the finer moments of the program. Until then, we do have a brand new countdown for you this week. It is, of course, for the week ending Tuesday, September 19th. And in addition to that, Brian's going to have the lowdown a little later on, and Callum is back with some music news. Happy to have him back on the program this week. And we've got all kinds to talk about there, of course. Because of the way that the charts go, we are obviously saying goodbye for now to some albums to make room for some new and returning. What do we got?
The charts this week, they're out of the charts. They're off the charts.
They're off.
I guess is the correct thing for people to say.
It is the correct term
of
phrase.
What would be a number of debuts in the top 20 that would make you say, this show is off the chain?
I would say that to top what I think has been our top before would have to be like 15 or 16 debuts.
What? No, in the top 20?
Oh, in the top 20 debuts.
Yeah, not below.
Oh, okay, okay. That's only been
like 15 out of 20 debuts. No. Your expectations are skyrocketing.
That would have been like, it's probably been like, I think at most like four. So I'll say like four or five would be.
Well, this week in the top 20, we have four debuts.
Nice.
Seven new records. So not an inordinate amount of new records, but a lot of debuts and a lot of really high debuts, actually. A lot of these debuts happening within the top 10. And even our number two this week is on the charts for the very first time into our program. It was on the charts a couple of weeks ago in a pretty decent debut spot. And then because it wasn't quite out to all the stations yet, it fell off the charts last week, and now it's all the way up to number two.
Wow.
So a pretty high, lots of really high new music, lots of stuff happening in the charts. And so, as you mentioned, that means we do say goodbye, at least for this week, to quite a few records, seven records, of course, the same as the number of new records on the charts. And as we've seen over the last few weeks, the charts can fluctuate really aggressively. And so there's a very good chance that some of these might come back, or they might not. We might have to wait till they put out a new record to hear from them again on the show. At least for now, we say goodbye to Mac DeMarco, just outside of the program this week at number 21. But the week before, he was at 21 as well and climbed up to 13, so it could come back. Do Make Say Think from number 10 to number 24. Ravine from number 7 to number 34. Teen Anger from number 19 to number 44. And Waxahachie from number 12 to number 38. Two of them from last week, not on the top 50 at all. That is numbers 15 and 16, which were Tops and Jen Clower. And then in addition to that, because of so many new records and debuts in the top 10 and the top 20 this week, only five debuts below the top 20, which is, you know, still a handful for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, not the lowest amount, not the highest amount, just a few to tell you about in about an hour and a half's time.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's kick it off. We're going to start number 20. We'll make our way up.
All right, OC's had a new record out last week, onto our show last week for the first time, called Orc. It kicked off our show. They kick off our show again this week, sitting still at number 20. We're going to hear a track called Animated Violence. Mise en Scene drops two spots to 19. Their newest is called Still Life on Fire. You're going to hear I'm Okay. And Jennifer Castle is an artist and also a track by Danny Romano on his newest record on You've Changed Records called Modern Pressure. It drops from 6 to 18 to close out our first set of three.
Here is OC's at your number 20 spot this week, the song called Animated Violence. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Trying You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
Should the ivy be not poison in the forest? And instead the food we forage for our kin? Come alive amidst the quarrels of the people. Come alive into the night and let us in. When the naked eyes of everyone are closing, lead the restless hearts remaining far along. Might we feel the every breath that you're exposing? Jennifer, the mother of a song. Open the sky, Jennifer, try. Open the sky, Jennifer, try. So all the mad world can see through. Should you sing of all the undiscovered color? Sing it out so we can feel them in our limbs. For all the lovers, black against the prism of the skin. Won't you gently move your head from side to side? Free the birds and free the wind. The callous of your will be ever strong. Fill the air with mercury and sadness. Jennifer, the mother of a song. Open the sky, Jennifer, try. 'Cause no one can do it but you.
Shot 20.
That was Dana Romano, his newest record. This year is called Modern Pressure. As per usual, it's on You've Changed Records, and you heard a track called Jennifer Castle. This record dropping from 6 to 18 this week. In the middle of that set of three was Mise en Scene. Their newest is called Still Life on Fire, dropping just two spots from 17 to 19, and you heard a track called I'm Okay. And kicking it off, again, sitting still at number 20 last week on the program for the first time at number 20, is a new album by The OCs, who are now just called OCs. You heard a track from them called Animated Violence. That was from the record Orc.
It's just so hard not to say it was by The OCs because it's like their name.
Then that's what they're called, right? You know?
And you have to put that in front of, you know, your
I never said the OCs. I never made that error. especially because now they've changed their name back, you know.
The squared OCs.
Just having fun with it, you know. They've been putting out records for a very long time. Lots of them, lots of different names. Mostly all John Dwyer and co, whoever makes up the band. And it has changed many times. He's had two drummers at different times, which is pretty wild as well. So
yeah,
cool stuff. Go and check it out.
Awesome. All right. We've got more on the way in terms of the charts. And on the other side of this, we're going to catch up with Callum. He's going to give us some music news for this hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 17 and number 16.
At 17, it is new one from Whitney Kay on Egg Paper Factory Records. When the Party's Over is the name of this one. It drops from number 14. You're going to hear a track called Last Night. Rising two spots from 18 to 16 is Slow Leaves. Enough About Me is their newest. Closing out this set of two will be a track called Long Goodbye.
Last night I shaved my head and pride returned. And I stepped out into the light. An arm around a friend, a bottle in the other hand. Faith is easy when you've got someone to hold. I remember what my mama told me when I was young. Having it all doesn't mean all at once. And I welcome every morning that God provides. And I take it in. I drink it up like rum. Well, brother, brother, where you been sleeping these days? Anywhere I can, that's my way.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
She grew up in a city split in two, where one half paved the way for the others to walk through. It's a gateway to the west, say the folks who knew it best. Past and never let her out of view. They say you'll never outrun the debts that you owe.
and the past waits quietly just up the road. There's a feeling I get when I'm far away from home. It could feel wrong, but somehow it don't. Met a lot of women, I'll sing you out of your mind, take you off to places you wanna stay. But I try to be the guy with my head held up high. But when she sang, I bent under the weight, listening for the turnaround after the verse. But the next line came like it wasn't rehearsed. I was holding my breath so I wouldn't miss a note. It could feel wrong, but somehow it don't. The road is just a temporary you have discovered for another to undo. But the song that we composed in the way it often goes never found a voice to make it true. Sometimes the best in you rises to the top, though you try in vain to cover it up. In a moment of beauty you never would have known. Somehow it don't. Sometimes when you're looking for the truth, waiting for a signal to jump in front of you, but the chaos of the day can unfold in subtle ways. No, there's always other points of. Tell me what you need and we'll try to get it done. There's a long goodbye for everyone. Can I stay here beside you until I have to go? It could feel wrong, but somehow it don't.
That was Long Goodbye by Slow Leaves. Their newest album is called Enough About Me, this week at number 16, last week at number 18. And last week at 14, this week at 17, you heard Whitney Kay kicking off that set of two. When the Party's Over is their newest record, and you heard a track called Last Night.
Well, we're doing it all over again. Of course, the countdown is well underway. We're taking a break from that right now to head to the phone line. And Callum Slingerland is there. He is our friend from Exclaim Magazine, gives us our music news every week. Callum, great to catch up again this week.
Always a pleasure, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
And so we'll kick things off. I know we talked about this. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, but there was some chat between you and I about the Marilyn Manson, Justin Bieber riff. More on that now.
That is correct. I did talk about Marilyn Manson's choice words for the Biebs last time on the show after the pop star allegedly told Manson that he had kept him relevant through some tour merch bearing his face. Now the shock rocker has shared some more follow-up from the apparent fallout. He appeared on Howard Stern's SiriusXM radio show recently and said that Bieber had sent him a few texts after the story broke apologizing for how he had come off in their meeting. Manson's alleged response was, "You were just being you, no beef here," before adding, "We are cool. People made the shirt stuff into a fake feud," before promising to not skewer him any further during his appearance on Stern's radio show. Of course, for the words I can't say on the radio program, you can head to exclaim.ca to find out the full extent of their conversation.
A few choice phrases. All right, we have news about a new album from Ty Dolla $ign as well.
The long-awaited third installment of Ty Dolla $ign's Beach House series of releases will finally see the light of day on October 27th. Beach House 3 runs 20 tracks in length, and a partial track list reveal shows features coming from Jeremiah, Damian Marley, Skrillex, Lil Wayne, and The Dream. Of course, this follows last year's Campaign mixtape, as well as his 2015 full-length Free TC. You can hear two new tracks right now by heading to exclaim.ca.
Very cool. We're looking forward to that release. Round things out in this hour with, I don't know if this is a title you'd ever really want, but Avril Lavigne has gained some internet fame as being the most dangerous.
Lavigne has been named the most dangerous celebrity on the internet by cybersecurity company McAfee. She tops a list of celebs most likely to infect your computer with viruses or malware. A report from the company notes that searching her name runs a 14.5% chance of landing on an infected website, with that number jumping to a clean 22% when the user combines her name with the search term free MP3s. Following her in the list to round out the top three are Bruno Mars, Carly Rae Jepsen, and Zayn Malik. So some decent Canadian representation here already. McAfee also notes that Lavigne's battle with Lyme disease and her imposter conspiracy theories could have contributed to her number one spot this year.
Well, I mean, do you know what comes up if you search our names though, Callum? Just pictures of ponies and dogs and just like everything that's cute. I imagine. I don't know that for a fact. All right, we are going to get back to the charts, and in the second hour, we will have more music news. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Her first record in quite some time. It is a new one from Metric's Emily Haynes. Of course, Emily Haynes and The Soft Skeleton is the crew that have produced Choir of the Mind, their newest record. You're going to hear Minefield of Memory.
Memories.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 14.
Walk
the Earshot 20.
Aaron D'Alessio debuted on our program last week at number 9, and this week number 14. It is a self-titled release. You just heard a track called A Long Time. And debuting at number 15, it is the new one from Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton, a pretty long-awaited release fronted by Metric front person Emily Haynes, and their new record is called Choir of the Mind. You heard a track called Minefield of Memory.
Very cool stuff. Three more set to bring you before this hour is complete. If you followed that math,
Who are you, Feist?
I don't know. One, two, three, four. You're right. Yeah, I don't know. You need to know the lyrics of the song if you're going to quote it.
I know. So you didn't like my something. She has a new record out. Yeah. I don't know. Listening to the old stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Although the old stuff's good. We are going to get to three more, and then we will take a quick break, come back on the other side. We'll have the top 10. But leading us out is 13, 12, 11. Brian's going to let you know what's coming into that 13 spot.
I correctly had it in the back of my mind. It's pretty easy to predict when something debuts at number 21. Sometimes we get fooled.
Yeah.
But generally when you debut just outside the program, you're going to make the program the next week. And this week it's happening again with Zola Jesus. They have a new album out called Okovi. It's at number 13, up from 21. And kicking off this final set of the first hour at number 13 is a track called Half-Life.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
But I'll only lift a finger if it's
It's the Earshot 20.
At number 11 this week, at number 2 last week, right towards the end of the hours, but this week, the first one. Panther in the Dollhouse is a new album by Whitehorse, and you just heard a track called Trophy Wife. Moon King in the Middle at number 12, down from 5, Hamtramck 16 is their most recent release, an EP on Arbutus Records, and you heard a track called Some Back. And kicking off that set of three at number 13 into the program for the first time, just outside last week at 21, High Debut from Zola Jesus. Their new one's called Okovi, and you heard Half Life.
That's it for the first hour, the first 10 for the week ending September 19th. I'm Anthony Emmons, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. Record out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community online radio partners. Find us online, radioforall.net, and podcast the show through your favorite podcatcher. Stick around. We'll have the top 10, more music news, and the lowdown coming up just after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.